Welcome to Sierra Leone Live News Broadcast. Has the SLPP delivered on its promises? A closer look at human development in Sierra Leone. By Dawa Sese. As Sierra Leone continues on its path to progress and development, doubts have arisen about the Sierra Leone People's Party, SLPP, and whether it fulfilled the pledges made in its 2018 manifesto. It is time for Sierra Leone Live, sierraleonelive.com, to uncover the truth behind the opposition's assertions that the SLPP has fallen short of its obligations. Over the course of the following 2 months, we will examine the facts and determine the extent to which the SLPP has executed their policies and initiatives successfully. The manifesto of the SLPP focuses on 4 key components of human development: creating human capital, enhancing education and skill development, enhancing healthcare, and safeguarding the poor and vulnerable demographic groups. As we embark on this investigation, we will examine each of these factors separately, assessing the SLPP's performance and posing the crucial question: did the SLPP fulfill its promise? Human capital development is vital for any nation's growth and development. We will examine the policies and programs established by the SLPP government to promote human capital development and determine if they provided incentives for training and skill development, as well as fostered entrepreneurship and creativity. Improving education and skill development is another of the SLPP's core promises. We will evaluate the party's educational policy, infrastructural investments, and citizens' access to quality education. Key considerations include whether the SLPP allocated appropriate resources to education, established relevant curricula, and guaranteed that educational institutions were adequately staffed with professionally qualified personnel. The condition of healthcare shows human progress. To evaluate the SLPP's progress in this area, investments in healthcare infrastructure, the availability of excellent healthcare services, and initiatives to address widespread health conditions will be analyzed. We shall inquire whether the SLPP has increased access to healthcare for all citizens and reduced gaps in healthcare outcomes across population categories. Finally, we will evaluate the success of the SLPP in protecting poor and vulnerable demographic groups. This evaluation will evaluate the political party's social protection measures, safety nets, and welfare programs. We will assess whether they have taken measures to eliminate poverty, combat income inequality, and guarantee vulnerable populations have access to food, shelter, and healthcare. Over the course of the next 2 months, Sierra Leone Live, sierraleonelive.com, will give extensive coverage of our results, digging into the data on advancement in each area of human development. Through a comprehensive examination of the SLPP's policies, programs, and initiatives, as well as consideration of the larger socioeconomic backdrop, we will attempt to provide a transparent and objective assessment of the SLPP's progress in meeting its commitments to human development. As we prepare to undertake this comprehensive inquiry, we want our readers to maintain an open mind and a critical stance, questioning both the SLPP and opposition perspectives. Our aim is to create a forum for meaningful dialogue and well-informed decision-making, contributing to the growth of a wealthy Sierra Leone. Throughout the course of our inquiry, we will engage with experts in the sectors of education, healthcare, social protection, and economics to ensure that our analysis is based on a thorough comprehension of the complexity of human growth. We will also solicit comments from ordinary citizens, whose first-hand knowledge of the effects of the SLPP's policies and activities on the actual world is vital. As Sierra Leone Live, sierraleonelive.com, investigates the core of this crucial subject, we acknowledge the significance of providing an environment that supports open debate and the exchange of varied viewpoints. We think that by working together, we can develop a more informed and involved populace that is better suited to face the current and future issues facing Sierra Leone. Unwaveringly, we are committed to bringing light to the SLPP's performance in delivering on its commitments. We are committed to presenting our readers with the most accurate, impartial, and insightful analysis possible while we conduct this extensive inquiry. Together, we will investigate the successes and failures of the SLPP's policies and initiatives to assess their genuine impact. Thanks for listening to our news broadcast. Is your organization looking for ways to communicate its most important messages to Sierra Leoneans worldwide? Please send us a message by using our Contact Us form and feel free to share this and any other audio on our site to social media channels. Sierra Leone Live, linking Sierra Leoneans around the world, since 1999.